Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Baptist minister and a passionate fighter for civil rights through nonviolent action. Here's one of Dr. King's most famous quotes. "The nonviolent approach does not immediately change the heart of the oppressor. It first does something to the hearts and souls of those committed to it. It gives them a new self-respect. It calls up resources of strength and courage that they did not know they had. Finally, it reaches the opponent, and so stirs his conscience that reconciliation becomes a reality." This reminds me of a story about the Buddha. It seems that a man had heard of the reputation that Buddha had for being peaceful and nonviolent regardless of what he encountered in life. This man decided to test the Divine One, and he traveled a long distance to be in his presence. For 3 days he was rude and obnoxious to the Buddha. He criticized and found fault with everything the Buddha said or did. He verbally abused the Buddha, attempting to get him to react angrily. Yet the Buddha never faltered. Each time he responded with love and kindness. Finally, the man could take it no longer. "How could you be so peaceful and kind when all I've ever said to you was antagonistic?" he asked. The Buddha's response was in the form of a question to the man. "If someone offers you a gift, and you do not accept that gift, to whom does the gift belong?" the Buddha replied. The man had his answer. "If someone offers you a gift of their anger or hostility, and you do not accept it, then it still belongs to the giver. Why choose to be upset or angry over something that does not belong to you?" This is the essence of the message that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. offers us. When you choose the nonviolent approach, your first impact will be on yourself. You become less inclined to accept the gifts of ill will that come your way. You will simply, quote, pass when others try to seduce you into arguments or conflict of any kind. Your initial objective will not be to change anyone, but rather to deliberately and lovingly work on being an instrument of grace and indulgence. The more peaceful you become within yourself, the less you will be affected by the enmity or the disaffection of others. When Dr. King speaks of something happening to the heart and soul of those who are committed to nonviolence, he is not speaking exclusively of the civil rights movements or class warfare. He is telling us that if we can commit ourselves to a peaceful heart, we will behave more courageously and with a strength that we have never known before. As those around us attempt to draw us into their battles, our commitment to being peaceful allows us to have a different dialogue with ourselves before we even consider accepting of the gifts being offered. Our affirmation is, "I will choose peace rather than this." After a series of these dialogues, we react peacefully automatically. My wife Marceline is a very peaceful, meditative woman, and always has been in the 2+ decades that we've been together. In our earliest years, I would attempt to draw her into arguments with my rather loud logic, but she simply didn't play the relationship game that way. Essentially, she was telling me with her behavior, "I am not interested in fighting with you." And she displayed this by showing me a peaceful countenance and not joining in my attempts to argue. Before long, I realized that I was not going to bulldoze this woman into thinking my way. I realized that it is very difficult to pick a fight with someone who has no interest in fighting. She wasn't trying to change me with her behavior. She was responding peacefully from her commitment to nonviolent behavior. As you listen to these beautiful words of Dr. King, remind yourself that your objective in choosing to be a nonviolent person is not to change anyone or to fix the world. Your objective is to give yourself the self-respect that you deserve as a divine creation of God and to remove the pain associated with conflict and dis-ease. You will then begin to effortlessly radiate that strength of self-respect and peace and impact those around you simply by your presence.